Mark Noonan, the newly installed commissioner of the Canadian Premier League, announced during his weekend Victoria visit that there will be an annual trophy and monetary award for the winner of the regular season. Noonan looked on Sunday at Starlight Stadium, along with 3,351 spectators, as the race for the yet-to-be-named trophy continued. Pacific FC remained relevant, for at least another week, in its desperate stocking of a playoff berth with a 1-1 draw against Forge FC. The matchup featured the only two teams to have lifted the North Star Shield as corporal playoff champions. The 2019 and 2020 champion Forge FC and defending 2021 champion PFC are in a scramble for the four 2022 playoff berths with 5 points separating the top five clubs. Every 2 weeks this season seems to show different swings in the table, said Forge FC head coach Bobby Smyrniotis. Former PFC player Alessandro Hojabiarpour, whose dramatic header against Forge FC gave the Tridents victory last year in the Corporal Championship game, gave the Hammers the lead Sunday with a header in just the 4th minute. I would have given up him scoring this goal for not scoring that one last year, quipped Smyrniotis. It was an emotional moment for Hojabiarpour. Maybe because coming back to my old stadium, there were more memories at play. It was fun to see the fans again, said the 2021 Corporal Top U21 player, who jumped to Forge FC last offseason. When asked about the juxtaposition of his game-winning header goal for the championship against Forge FC last season and now his header goal against his former PFC teammates, Hojabiarpour responded, "It's kind of weird. A well-deserved own goal, created by a nervy cross by Kunle Dada Luke and hockey style crashing the crease pressure by forward Jordan Brown, leveled the game 1-1 at 17 minutes. Then PFC goalkeeper Callum Irving stole a potential Hammers goal from another former Tridents player, Taryn Campbell, in the first half when Irving somehow stopped on the goal line what appeared to be a sure Campbell score. That saved the Tridents the embarrassment of possibly losing on goals by two former players. Forge FC looked to have won it again at 69 minutes, but the ball rattled off the crossbar as Kwasi Poku got behind the PFC defense on the left side. In some regards, PFC was fortunate to have obtained even the single point. Games are dwindling down and points are being left on the board," said Irving. "Teams are traveling across the country to play here, and we have great fans and great advantage at home, and it's unacceptable that points are being left on the board. We have to tighten things up with 4 games left. PFC got only 2 points out of its 3-game homestand and now it is the Tridents' turn to fly across the country to face the HFX Wanderers on Saturday in Halifax. We need a killer instinct and winning mentality," said PFC head coach James Merriman. "There is no time left. We need it now. We need to refocus and need to keep pushing. I know this group is motivated. Morale and spirit are not down. It's more frustration. It's right there for us and we need to take it. The game Sunday was missing 3 marquee players. PFC midfield engine Manny Aparicio was sitting out the controversial 4th and final game of a red card suspension. Amer Didik, a towering presence in central defense for PFC, was out due to the yellow card accumulation rule in which a 4th yellow card during the season is an automatic 1-game suspension. Forge FC captain and 18-time Canada capped Kyle Becker sat out the 1st of a 3-game suspension for a red card. "We need to keep top players on the field," said Merriman, of the controversies surrounding the suspensions. The Tridents are a different team with Wiley Canada capped former Toronto FC MLS prospect Aparicio and 6'4" Canada capped former Sporting Kansas City MLS prospect Didik in the lineup. Corporal Commissioner Noonan confirmed to the Times columnist. VAR will be a topic of discussion in the offseason. We need to have that discussion. Corner kicks. It was the 2nd consecutive week in which former players have come back to haunt PFC as Ollie Bassett, now of Atletico Ottawa, converted a penalty kick in last week's 1-1 draw at Starlight Stadium. The former Northern Ireland U19 international, however, did his former club a huge favour Sunday with a remarkable corner kick that curled directly into the net to salvage a late 1-1 draw in Winnipeg against Valor FC that greatly aided PFC in the table. PFC and Valor FC are tied for the 4th and final playoff position, although Valor holds the tiebreaker while the Tridents have a game in hand. CD Hayensaw at TimesColonist.com.